And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Sedgwick County continues a years-long pursuit of a long-term headquarters. It's not likely to leave its current downtown home anytime soon. Lindsay Poe Rousseau, Sedgwick County's chief financial officer, said with the county not having decided on a new administrative building location, it now plans to extend its lease at the Ruffin Building through the year 2026 there at Broadway and Douglas. She said the federal government recently provided clarification that American Rescue Plan Act funds may be used by the county to pay rent through the end of 2026. Sedgwick County has a three-year lease for 51,000 square feet at the downtown Ruffin Building, and that runs through June of 2025.
After three decades of ownership in Wichita, Green Acres Market reached an agreement last week with Florida-based Healthier Choices Management over a full sale of the business. Founder Barb Hoffman confirmed this week. Green Acres Market opened at 21st and Rock Road in 1994 and has provided local customers with organically produced home goods, which include supplements, grocery, health, and beauty products. Over the years, the business expanded to three locations in Wichita and two in Oklahoma. And that's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. Tesla's second quarter net income fell 45% compared with a year ago as the company's global electric vehicle sales tumbled despite price cuts and low interest financing. The Austin, Texas company said Tuesday it made just under $1.5 billion from April through June. That's less than the almost $3 billion it made in the same period of 2023. It was Tesla's second straight quarterly net income decline. And today, the 24th day of 2024, we celebrate National Amelia Earhart Day, honoring the achievements of the aviation pioneer on the date of her birth.
Her birth, yeah.
Author and American aviation pioneer Amelia Mary Earhart, born on July 24th, 1897. I didn't know she was an author. One of Earhart's most impressive achievements took place on May 20th, 1932. She took off from Grace Harbor, Newfoundland, and flew solo across the Atlantic Ocean. And, of course, then she disappeared later out over the Pacific and was never heard from again. From Atchison, right, Ted?
Mm-hmm.
Atchison, Kansas. One of our great famous Kansans. Great American. There you go.
Well, she's one of our two statues in the U.S. Capitol, right?
Yes, she is.
That's correct.
Amelia Earhart and Ike.
And Ike. Our two statues now.
All right, Steve and Ted here on KNS.
By the way, it's the 24th. Christmas Eve is 5 months from today, by the way.
Oh, well, the countdown has started.
That's not right, is it? I guess it is.
How many days is that, you know? Get the daily count going here.
Well, I know yesterday was 100 days till Halloween.
So. Yeah.
That's another one I saw.
100 days till Halloween.
So I guess today is 99 days till Halloween.
All right, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And I just want to, again, thank you guys for filling in. And while I was on jury selection, they did not choose me ultimately. They opted for people with better common sense and probably people who are better.
No, that's not true.
Better You're suited to serve on that sort of
you
thing.
You have plenty of common sense.
I have, you know, at times been disruptive in committee meetings. I'm not good at committees, and I don't know how good I would have been there, frankly. Instead of 12 grumpy old men, it would have been 12 angry men. It would have been one grumpy old guy, I'm afraid. I'm just, you know, I'm saying, you know how I am. Would you want to serve on a jury with me, Ted?
And yeah, sure. I think it'd be interesting.
Go ahead.
Well, of course, the other thing is you have to have a consensus of 12 people. You got to find 12 people that all agree on the same conclusion.
Yeah.
That's, I feel like in today's day and age, that's a little challenging. That maybe is. It's not today's day and age. Maybe we'll it's see. Always been the case.
Oh, probably
12 people in a room, find all of them agreeing on something.
It's a great, great process. We have, as we said earlier, we have a nation here where other countries just don't have this. And that person who's up there as a defense, the defendant, is innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm. That's the bedrock of our legal system.
That's the way it works.
Yep.
All right, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning with Steve and Ted, the vice president kicks off her campaign for the Oval Office. We're going to tell you all about that. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yep, it's another basketball night in Wichita. The TBT continues at Coke Arena. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment, use the blurs coming up, Ted.
Yeah, we got a good cartoon anniversary. We got a good movie anniversary. Looking forward to it. Entertainment news in the blur coming up at 8:35.
And traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.